Wondering if dangerous contaminants are in your home's water? Get Leaf Home Water Solutions today. We can't live without water, but we can take actions today to make it safer and healthier. Leaf Home Water Solutions is offering a free in-home water test. Just visit leafhome.com/water to schedule yours. With results from their advanced digital testing, Leaf Home Water Solutions can design a whole home system and expertly install it in as little as one day. With Leaf Home Water Solutions, you can feel confident that each drop of water from every tap and appliance is cleaner and safer for you and your family. We can't live without water, but we can take actions today to make our family's water safer with Leaf Home Water Solutions. Schedule your free home water test today at leafhome.com/water and save 15% on all home water treatment systems. That's leafhome.com/water for your free home water test and 15% off. leafhome.com/water.
The liberal globalist order is at its brink and awakening a new conservative age. I'm Dr. Steve Turley. Join me every day as we discover answers to today's toughest challenges and explore the revitalization of conservative civilization. This is Turley Talks. The case of Kilmer Abrego Garcia, the so-called Maryland man, who turned out to be an illegal migrant gang member human trafficker, just took a rather astonishing twist. After a liberal judge ordered him released, as of this morning, he's been rearrested by ICE agents, and he's once again facing deportation, and you will not believe where he's about to end up. Stick with me to the very end of this video, because I'm going to show you Trump's brilliant power play in all of this and why this is so much more than a single deportation story. This is about the effective end of the Democrats' weaponization of immigration. And illegal migrants like Garcia are about to learn what that end really means. Kilmer Abrego Garcia, the poster child of the Democrat resistance against Trump's America First border policies, is once again finding himself in some serious hot water. Now, as many of you know, Garcia was originally arrested back in March after finishing work at his job in Baltimore. A Department of Homeland Security agent stopped his car and informed him that his immigration status had changed due to allegations that he was a member of the street gang MS-13, which is now officially designated a terrorist organization. Garcia was initially detained in Baltimore and then transferred to a detention facility in Louisiana, moved to a facility in Texas, when he was then finally deported to his native El Salvador. Now, the legacy media decided that they would try to spin this into the notion that the Trump administration was illegally and wrongfully deporting U.S. citizens to foreign countries. And so this is where the Maryland man hoax was born. So Garcia, according to the legacy media, was just a humble, quiet, law-abiding Maryland man. He was a Maryland father. He was a green card holder. He was kidnapped by federal authorities and sent away to a Salvadoran prison where he was locked up with all these mean, horrible gang members. There are no Maryland men in those prisons. And of course, that's when the Maryland Democrat Senator Chris Von Hollen, who doesn't give a rip about his own citizens when they are actual victims of illegal migrant violent crimes, well, that's when he went down to El Salvador and took that photo with Garcia as they were sipping margaritas together. You remember that, right? And the senator was demanding the release of his Maryland constituent, this Maryland man, this Maryland father. Well, as you know, Garcia was eventually ordered back by the courts to the United States and released from ICE custody thanks to the intervention of left-wing lunatic judges. But just when you thought the left might have scored some, you know, semblance of a victory against Trump, federal authorities released a video from December 1st, 2022, of a traffic stop in Tennessee involving Garcia. And this is where Highway Patrol stopped Garcia for speeding, but what they soon found out inside his vehicle was a textbook human trafficking operation. Eight individuals with no luggage, all claiming the same home address, packed into Garcia's car like cargo. when questioned, Garcia evaded. He repeatedly tried to mislead the investigating officer about his passengers' identities and destinations. And as it turns out, this wasn't Garcia's first run-in with law enforcement. Police documentation from 2019 reveals that Garcia was arrested alongside three other suspected MS-13 members outside a Home Depot in what authorities described as a gang recruitment operation. During that arrest, Garcia was wearing a Chicago Bulls hat, which police identified as MS-13 gang symbolism, and a hoodie featuring imagery of money covering eyes, ears, and mouth, classic gang messaging about silence and group loyalty. So Garcia's had to turn himself back into ICE custody because of those pending charges, which is precisely what he did this morning. And now you will not believe where they're about to send him. This is going to blow you away. When I first wrote America Awakened, I truly believed I'd captured the full picture. You know, the woke cultural collapse, the rise of the parallel economy, and the roadmap back to faith, family, and freedom. But in just the last few months, the landscape has shifted, and I realized there was more to say, much more. That's why, for the first time ever, I'm hosting the America Awakened Masterclass, and in it, I'll reveal the unwritten chapters, everything I would add if I were rewriting the book today. And we were talking behind the scenes, political momentum, economic upheaval, and the emerging blueprint to take back our nation. Raw, real, and completely unfiltered. If you've read the book, this takes you deeper. If you haven't, this is the perfect place to begin. Now, seats are limited. Click the link, claim your spot, and be part of the next great awakening. I'll see you in the masterclass. It's going to be awesome. Now, if you can believe it, Kilmar Abrego Garcia is facing deportation to Uganda. That's right. This Salvadoran national is being deported to the continent of Africa. Now, this is happening for several strategic and legal reasons. First off, the Trump administration has negotiated new deportation agreements with several countries, including Uganda. But we also have Honduras, Rwanda. And they all accept deportees who cannot be returned to their home countries, but by law, they have to be deported. So this is what's known as third country deportations. And Uganda specifically agreed to accept certain categories of deportees as part of a broader diplomatic arrangement with the United States. In other words, they're getting paid, but I digress. And because Garcia's earlier deportation to El Salvador was ruled improper by the courts, sending him back there is only going to create further legal complications. So ironically, thanks to these liberal judges, Garcia is getting deported now to Uganda. Now, Trump administration, they did offer Garcia a plea deal would have sent him to Costa Rica instead of Uganda. He at least speaks the language there, right? But that was only if Garcia agreed to plead guilty to the human trafficking charge. Well, I need not tell you that Garcia, flanked by all these fawning Democrat activists, he rejected the deal outright. He chose instead to play the victim. I'm the victim here. I'm the Maryland man. I'm the Maryland father. And with the help of Democrat operatives, he's chose to fight this in court. And the Trump administration said, fine, no problem, but you can't stay here. You're an accused MS-13 criminal, and so you have to be deported by law. And since we can't send you back to your native El Salvador, to Uganda you go. And so that's where it looks like he's going to end up, in a prison in freaking Uganda. Now, big picture here. Trump's third country deportation agreement, they represent a masterclass in strategic deterrence that completely outmaneuvers the immigration industrial complex. The strategy in deporting illegal migrants to so-called third countries creates immediate consequences for criminal aliens who've been gaming the system for years. They don't get to stay here indefinitely. That's their goal. Their goal is to drag out the appeals process so they basically live year upon year upon year in the United States. as their so-called due process gets worked out. That has been a major point of order for Border Czar Tom Homan, who has repeatedly explained those days are over. It is the Trump administration's top priority, non-negotiable policy, that these individuals cannot remain in America, period. If Garcia's family doesn't want to be separated, they have the option to accompany him to Uganda. But what they cannot do is demand that America ignore his criminal behavior just because deportation is inconvenient for their family. So the third country element in all of this provides a very important direct deterrent effect that's already measurable. Criminal aliens across the country are reportedly now accepting plea deals rather than face deportation to unfamiliar countries where they have no support networks, no family, no nothing. Moreover, Garcia's case exposes the entire immigration industrial complex really in one perfect example. Democrats embraced a suspected gang member and confirmed human smuggler as their poster child for immigration justice, proving that they care more about opposing Trump than protecting American communities from criminal aliens. Those days are now officially over. The Democrats' latest Maryland man fraud has come to a decisive end. It looks like Garcia will finally be deported to a place where, unfortunately for him, there are no margaritas.
Thanks so much for listening to this episode of the Turley Talks podcast. Don't forget to subscribe, leave us a 5-star review, and share this episode with your friends. Help us defeat the fake news media and rank as the number one news and commentary podcast all over the world. Come back again tomorrow for another episode celebrating the rise of a new conservative age.
Wondering if dangerous contaminants are in your home's water? Get Leaf Home Water Solutions today. We can't live without water, but we can take actions today to make it safer and healthier. Leaf Home Water Solutions is offering a free in-home water test. Just visit leafhome.com/water to schedule yours. With results from their advanced digital testing, Leaf Home Water Solutions can design a whole home system and expertly install it in as little as one day. With Leaf Home Water Solutions, you can feel confident that each drop of water from every tap and appliance is cleaner and safer for you and your family. We can't live without water, but we can take actions today to make our family's water safer with Leaf Home Water Solutions. Schedule your free home water test today at leafhome.com/water and save 15% on all home water treatment systems. That's leafhome.com/water for your free home water test and 15% off. LeafHome.com/water.